Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So moving on to road safety, or more specifically to the Global Forum on Road Traffic Safety. Let's move from digital tachograph technology and route certification technology to road safety and technology. So in my very short, because I've been speaking way too much this morning, let me just give you some highlights of what WP1 has been doing in the last 12 months. WP1 meets twice a year, normally in March and September. So since your last session of SC1, WP1 has met twice. And slowly but surely, WP1 and its participants, including of course government officials, WP1 has been gravitating more and more towards technology, and it's not only about the vehicle technology, but also let's call it regulations or issues related to technology. So just to give you some highlights in no particular order. I'm just going through the report of the last session of WP1. So the WP1 has almost completed its multi-year discussions on amending the 1968 Convention on Road Traffic in the area of lighting and light signaling devices. So here the issue was actually quite complicated. Under the old technology, it was the driver, it was a human being that flipped on the lights or turned on the lights. And now, as probably all of you are drivers, you know that the vehicles themselves can actually switch the lights on. So there was a tremendous amount of work done to make sure that the newest road traffic, the newest version of road traffic convention, actually supports this type of technological progress. On a different issue here is that that, as you know, that the technology within a vehicle allows now, or it will allow more so in the future, drivers to be active and to be doing things which are not related to driving. This is a very controversial issue. So think about cruise control as the simplest technology that you set your speed at 100 kilometers per hour and then you can rest your feet. So now there's a technology, in-vehicle technology, that allows drivers to do other things like looking at the screen, reading a newspaper, and so on, in very specific conditions, I might add. So WP1 has completed what it's called Resolution on Safety Considerations for Activities Other Than Driving, undertaken by drivers when automated driving systems issuing transition demands exercise dynamic control. Very long title, but the resolution is online, and you can look at it if you're interested. Again, there's a special group of experts set up to look into drafting of a new legal instrument on the use of automated vehicles in traffic. This group has been in place for over 1 year, and it's slowly moving forward in terms of making progress, scoping the issues to be addressed. So there's a separate entity that will deal with the issues of vehicle automation. The final item on the issue of technology is that as we will have more and more motor vehicles on the streets that may be driven by computers which are embedded into vehicles, some argue that there is a need to actually identify these vehicles as being driven not by a human but by a computer or by some kind of system. So WP1 has been looking at the very kind of preliminary way at the issue of using or considering or thinking about some kind of optical or audible device that would actually identify those vehicles which are not being driven or being operated by human beings. But this is again a very preliminary discussion. It's just a highlight for you to see what the group is doing. Now, finally, that's for those of you who are interested in road signs and signals. Finally, after many years, there will be a forthcoming tremendous amendment proposal to amend the 1968 Convention on Road Signs and Signals. It will be very much changed and improved. And in particular, what is important, that the images that will be present in this convention will be of high quality, and also there will be almost a never-ending number of variants of these road signs, which the current convention does not provide. So this would be a tool for you, an instrument for those of you who deal with science, to actually look at this book and see what is recommended in terms of colors and shapes and whatnot. So this is forthcoming, and we are expecting to have this amendment proposal tabled formally in March next year. So thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. The floor is yours.